This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 475, recorded June 29th, 2016. I am Brian Kilby. And do you guys hear an echo? I hear an echo.
Nope.
Not on my end.
What are you talking about, Kilby? What are you talking about, Kilby?
I don't know. What are you talking about? So this is our 475th episode. It is also the 7th anniversary of our return to continuous podcasting. 7 freaking years, and we can thank JD Church for that. JD is no longer with us, so this is our
Yeah, he got off easy.
He got off. Well, I don't. Yeah, well. Oh, man. That was pretty good. We miss you, JD. So, yeah. So, JD convinced me 7 years ago, a little over 7 years ago, to bring RFC back. That was the first time we'd actually posted an episode in nearly 5 years. So, thanks, JD Church, for this big mess. Okay, so guys, what's going on? Anybody have anything new?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys go first?
I'll go first.
You all suck.
You guys' stuff is way cooler than mine anyway. But I got the Million Publishing, what are they called now? Hero X, I think.
Yeah.
The Hero X Legends classes. I got Dogfight and Run Amok.
I need Dogfight.
Nice.
Yeah. I kind of love them. They're great.
To eBay.
Good luck with that.
I'm checking.
I mean, you'll overpay for them, is what I'm saying. I'm sure you could find them on there.
That's Transformers Adventure, technically?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see here. $90 for the set. Okay.
Yeah, that's about the going price.
Which is... yeah. That's about what you'd pay for a single deluxe from the Hero X line.
Right.
So I...
True. That's pretty cool, admittedly.
If these things hang around, and I'm pretty sure they will, they'll end up getting reduced a little bit here and there.
Yeah. Artfire took a while, but Artfire finally started dropping down after a while.
And then really? Started selling.
Let's see how much Artfire is going for, because I could use one of those, too.
The lowest I saw that was a little bit under 80, I think.
Really? That's not bad.
At one point... It may have rebounded since then. That was a couple of years ago, I want to say.
Here's an AFA certified sealed Artfire for only $5,000. That actually doesn't seem that ridiculous to me. Funny enough.
Yeah, buy that one, Kilby.
Yeah, Kim will love that.
Yeah.
I get a lot of toys. I just got one.
Just got one. I've never really wanted Artfire, like the original.
I only pursued that because I bought Stepper.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got mine a couple years ago because, Target Master fan. I just wanted a complete set of Target Masters.
Master fan? Oh, yeah. I thought that was like a brand of fans. I was expecting like a box fan that said Master fan on it.
See, I was going in a little bit different direction with that.
Yeah. Actually, I am a fan of big ass fans. If you've ever seen those. Those are popular in warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty awesome. I want one in my house.
Yeah. That'd be great, like, on a humid summer day. Just, you know, have it pointing outside and just exhaust everything out of the house.
The problem with it is the width, the diameter is larger than the length of my room.
Oh.
So it would cut into the walls.
Huh.
Probably should do that.
Oh, I mean, so, at that rate, though, wouldn't the diameter make it, like, taller than the room, too, unless you have, like, a shoebox-shaped room?
It is kind of a shoebox-shaped room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Diecast, what do you got?
Who else got something?
I got Bruticus.
I'm jealous. I hate you.
And he is very nice. Blastoff is nice. And it may just be in my head, but there's just a tad more engineering in it that kind of makes it feel like a Takara initiative.
Blastoff has ankle tilts, right?
Blastoff, yes.
You know, I could see that. Like, Groove feels weird. And I've always attributed that to both... it's a combination of Hasbro didn't really have any design involvement in it, and Takara was probably doing Groove kind of in a hurry. But with Blastoff, they probably had a little bit more time to sit and kind of tinker with the design phase a little bit and get it dialed in a little bit more.
Yeah, and I actually even did a review on it.
Yeah, RFC Reviews.
RFC Reviews.
Yeah, we I posted it to Facebook and retweeted it on Twitter, so everybody should go check that out.
Yep. And got a lot more Titan Returns stuff coming up soon. The first wave of the old Titan Masters should be here probably tomorrow or the next day.
Mine will be here Tuesday.
Mine will be here tomorrow.
I like Titan Masters.
I'm jealous. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I got Fortress Maximus.
You suck so bad.
So you might be able to see back there the body's just kind of hanging out waving back, because that's way too big for me to have here in front of the camera, but I do have Cerebros here with me, and it's pretty nice. It's like... No, stop that. It's like Beast Wars... It's like the size of a Beast Wars Mega.
Wow.
Yeah, it's big and chunky. Apparently that was done on purpose. One of the magazine interviews, somebody said, like, they purposely made it bigger than a deluxe to kind of convey that he's the leader of the Headmasters. I imagine that's more for the purpose of the Legends series release than Hasbro's, but, you know. There's one major problem I have with it, though, which is that the transformation sound just has a hair trigger. If you basically touch the backpack at all when it's in robot mode, it will just make the sound.
And it's too short.
Why is it too short?
The sound clip. The sound clip is too short.
I was gonna say it's like the size of a Mega. How is it too short? Yeah. What do you want? Like an Ultra Cerebros?
What other sound effects are there?
Okay. So there's sound effects for Fortress Maximus. There's sound effects for Cerebros. And there's sound effects for the ship. The weird thing about how the sound chip works is, like, there's four or five distinct sounds in it, but it's programmed to mix them together randomly. So, like, you can be pushing on the thing for a few minutes and theoretically not get the same combination of sounds twice. So, like, it's a little bit better than the typical sound chip where you'll cycle through it once or twice and basically be sick of the noises because it always sounds a little bit different than before. But for the purposes of demonstration, it's not the most helpful thing, is it?
No.
I really like the design of the Titan Masters. There is one little issue, which is not a big deal with Cerebros, but I can see why... No, stop doing that. I can see why it's a problem with some of the other ones. Like, you can move the head side to side like that, but that's not the neck joint. That's the Titan Master's head pulling out of the neck socket a little bit. It doesn't... I can hold the thing by the Titan Master and it won't come out. It's a really secure connection overall, but, like, if it's not... If the tolerances aren't perfect, you're going to have kind of a bobblehead thing going on. And the Fortress Maximus face is actually pretty nice, too. I kind of like the G1 one better because it's got that more, like, flat, angular thing going on. This is a little bit smoother. Also, you can't have the eyes lit up unless you've got the... Unless you've got some sounds going. No, overall, it's pretty good. Fortress Maximus is big and a little bit clumsy to handle. Talking with Hey Mickey about his experiences with Metroplex, I think they've improved some of the joint tolerances in Fortress Maximus. It stands pretty solid. The only stability problem I really have with it is the waist is not super tight, which is kind of a problem for the base modes, especially if you're trying to do the fan mode where the legs are sticking up as additional towers. There's not really any support under them for that, so it will wobble side to side. The other thing is, in ship mode, if you pick it up, the hips will just kind of give way and the legs will fall down. You can't really, unless you're supporting the whole thing at both ends, you can't really, like, hold it up. It'll just kind of collapse because it's so heavy. But, I mean, it's pretty nice. I wish it had a little bit more stuff with it, like a distinct gun, like is on the package art. Nothing has that gun. I don't know if that was just something the artist invented or if that was something lost at the design phase. And it probably would be nice to have the little sword for Cerebros at least, although, like, the arm articulation, you know, the shoulders are kind of universal joints, and there's just a ball joint elbow. There's no, like, wrist swivel or anything on it, so it's not going to, like, pose well with a sword. You can always take one of the turrets off of Fortress Maximus and arm Cerebros with that. Even the big guns on the legs actually have 5mm posts under the handles. So theoretically, you could give this the giant guns off the legs.
Cool.
But I'm in the process of doing the coverage of that for T-Formers. I've already got one video up for that. There's going to be some photos and more videos coming tomorrow and the day after, and probably the day after that, because I don't think I'm going to get all done in the next 2 days. But, you know, keep watching for that. It's on the T-Formers YouTube channel, and it'll all be posted on T-Formers.com.
I'm jealous.
Good. Oh, also, I'm finding the Rebirth-style Titan Master face. That's not in focus at all, is it? The Rebirth-style Titan Master face, actually, I'm not hating it near as much as I thought I would seeing it in person. I still want the Japanese one more, though.
I'm leaning toward getting both. we'll see.
Good luck with that. Well, at least you're not considering the SDCC one.
No.
Because you can get the exact same things that comes with for probably, well, maybe not cheaper, but certainly easier.
You think the SDCC version will be easier to get than the Takara version?
No, the Takara version will be easier to get.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, sorry.
The SDCC will just be a little bit cheaper than that.
A hair, maybe.
Yeah. Well, 180 versus 230 plus shipping.
Yeah. Cool. Anybody else get anything?
No, I've got some stuff in transit. It's not here yet. It'll be here tomorrow.
Are you getting Fort Max?
No. No. I am, but not tomorrow. No.
Friday?
If my toys,
buy and take it.
Yeah. I would drive to Virginia for that.
Well, if my Toys R Us gets something on their truck tomorrow for once, maybe. No, I've got I won some auctions. I won a Fall of Cybertron G2 Bruticus to open. I've got one sealed, and I've got one.
$12. You mentioned that last week, I thought.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry. I thought I won that after the auction. I'm sorry.
That's why if you wait till it's here, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. Sorry.
He's trying to contribute. It's not as awesome as Fort Max.
No, but a $12 Fall of Cybertron Bruticus G2
it's pretty
Bruticus,
awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Plus, I got the booster cassette coming from a friend off Twitter, so I'll be able to.
So we always talk about the new stuff that we get, but we rarely ever talk about the really good deals that we get. I don't get any, but
right.
But we should talk more about like really good deals. I think Don, that should be a segment for Don.
Yeah,
Donomics.
Don.
Well, I mean, heck, as proud as I am about that one, an $8 alternative Diatlas. That's
Don. Pretty, okay, starting next week, Donomics every week.
Hey, we haven't done having pun with Don in a while either.
We're scrapping that for Donomics.
I like the other one better.
Yeah,
no, it's just nothing has really got me all fired up lately. I'm kind of,
Nothing how about Transformers this? Related. Anyway.
How about this? There Goes My Money comes back, and there's a Donomics segment.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Perfect. Diecast will do it.
I like it.
All right,
it's decided.
I'll try to make it. All right. Yay.
I love this idea, Don. And we need to do that Swap Shop show, too.
Yeah, yeah. Every time Brian says, I love an idea, I'm thinking of Ghostbusters, where Peter says, I love this idea.
Yeah.
That
yeah. Yeah, I watched that in the theater recently. It was awesome. Second time I've watched it in the theater. Huh. Okay, so let's see here. This Week in History. 2005, the Cybertron cartoon premieres on American television with its third episode hidden.
Whoa, what a complete total.
So the least fumbled Unicron Trilogy show had the most fumbled launch?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of counter as bad as that was over at Nick when Samurai premiered, which was an adaptation of Shinkenger.
Which was its third episode also, as it happens.
Third episode, yeah. and they didn't even show the origin of the team until, what, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, like the end of the first season.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, that's just...
And in 2006, thank you, XV, the 13th show in the Kiss Players radio drama series airs in Japan on the Lirian Mochow program. Moichow? We agree that that's how you say it?
That's as close as we're going to get, yes.
good deal. So, it'd be worse
if JD was trying to say it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, God, that would have been
but
so
But it
awesome.
Would be more entertaining.
Oh, yes.
I hate that I waited to talk about Kiss Players when JD was doing the segment. We never talked about it. Was it? Yeah.
Because it was too new.
No one wanted to.
I would think JD would probably say something like Mo to Chow.
Mo to Chow. That's kind of how I said it, honestly.
Yeah.
Actually, so I'm going to pull this episode up because I want to talk about this because I love just reading this cold from the wiki. Okay, 2006. Okay, right here.
It can't be that long ago.
Yeah, so 10 years, Don. 13th episode, Marissa and Atari, oh, awesome, meet for the first time and have a friendly conversation. And as they talk, they seem to become friends. However, when Marissa discovers that Atari is a member of the EDC, she is sad as she realizes that it is quite likely she and Optimus Prime will have to fight Atari in the future.
Well, that's not a very good episode synopsis for Kiss Players.
Yeah, there needs to be more like trying to... Never mind. I don't want to think about that. Which episode was that? We were talking about the gas cap or something. Oh, okay. So episode 10. This is not from 10 years ago this week, but I want to mention it. Marissa relates how Optimus Prime has transformed her surfboard into a knife so that he could actually use the knife wielded skills she shares with him. She's not that pleased about it, and she threatens to transform his truck bed into her own private bathroom.
That's more like it. There we go.
Ooh, okay. So episode 29. Okay, last one. As Shushu, Xiao Xiao? Okay, as Xiao Xiao was naked when she was rescued from the EDC underground complex by Hot Rod, she has only been wearing a Chinese dress since then with no underwear. What the hell? So after a battle with Optimus Prime, Hot Rod steals Marissa's underwear for her. Xiao Xiao is taken aback to find the name of her old friend inside of the undies. Yes, that was Transformer series. An audio drama, but a Transformer series in Japan, people.
With admittedly some good robots. The fiction is up to your own personal taste and interpretation.
I really hope there's like a huge Kiss Players fan out there, like a fan of the fiction who's like all pissed off about this.
Yeah, I don't think there's more than one way to interpret this, Don.
I love when we sort of crash on like stuff that people really like. Like if I talk crap about alternators or something, people, you know, get up in arms. I really hope there's somebody out there who loves Kiss Players. Yeah, what a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Okay, let's jump to the news.
2006 was a dark time, man.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I remember when I heard about Kiss Players, I thought it was a joke.
And then you wished it was.
I wished it was. Okay, official news. If you happen to live near one of the few and far between Fry's Electronics locations, Fry's actually has deluxe Titans Return toys from Wave 1 in stock. Or at certain stores. So
get it for the first time. Fry's, out of all these stores, Walmart, Target.
Fry's also got the first wave of classics in 2006 before anybody else.
You know, it's also weird. Back, the reveal of the shield, the first waves of reveal of the shield, Kohl's got those before anybody else.
Yeah, I remember I got Wheeljack, I guess, or Trax 1.
Trax,
one
yeah. Trax and Jazz was the first assortment.
I kept hitting up all these Kohl's trying to find it. I felt like a weird person.
And that was a case of because that hit so close to Christmas time, you know, Kohl's was freshly stocking their toy section for that purpose, so they were getting the stuff in first before, because they didn't have, like, back stock to work through before the distribution could catch up to them.
That makes sense.
So that's cool. And if you have a Fry's near you, absolutely stop. There's some Fry's in Tennessee, right?
No.
I could swear that I saw one in Tennessee.
There may have been at one time. There aren't now. I looked earlier.
Oh, maybe Louisville when on the way to Kentucky. I think I passed by one. That's what it was. Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't even go through Tennessee for that.
I assumed you were just talking about like the last time you were in Tennessee, which was years and years ago.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
I know there's none in like the northeast area of the U.S.
Yeah, I mentioned this in pre-show. I thought that was FYE, and I thought I can't afford them.
FYE still around though, right?
Yeah, there's one in Greensboro.
There's one in the Concord Mills Mall in Concord.
Yeah,
they are so expensive.
They are so expensive.
And
there everything.
Was one at one point in Nashville. I don't know if it's still there. But yeah, I've seen two reports of the Titans Return Deluxes at Fry's so far. So
for those of you who are not on this podcast, John DeLuna is sharing pictures of Kiss players cosplay. Effectively, what would be Kiss players cosplay?
Well, now getting back to something a little bit, something a little less disturbing. Does Fry's have an online store?
I checked, their website sucks, so probably not.
Okay.
Good thought, though, Don.
God.
Well, it seems like that'd be like going to Kmart, and because I had a friend who was trying to get Jazz, and he ordered Jazz three times off the Kmart website and got Barricade three times.
Although, speaking of websites and Titans Return, so like Target has listed Blaster and two of the Legends, which I only point out they're not available to purchase on the website. They're carrying the same DCPI number as the Combiner Wars price points, so don't count on having a way to try to track where those are hitting.
I never had that work anyway for me. Because everything within three states away said not in stock, not in stock, not in stock. So.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it works, but I mean, just at the start of a line, and then you get something like this where they just keep the DCPI numbers going forward. When there's, like, Titan Masters coming in, that'll be different, because that's going to be a new product category, so that should have its own number. But as far as the stuff that, you know, kind of matters, no.
Sorry, I'm still looking at all this Kiss player stuff. Okay, so let's go ahead and move to the next item. This is the big one. I was actually talking to people at work about this. So, of course, we've been talking since, what, New York Comic Con last year? Or San Diego?
One of the two, yeah.
The Machinima Combiner Wars series, the prelude to that was released. And it's our first look at the new cartoon. I put our cartoon in air quotes. I mean, it's basically a motion comic.
What I'm hearing about this is that the prelude chapters are being done as a motion comic on purpose, and the actual series will be full CG.
Good.
That's what I've heard. I have not gotten confirmation on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what's up.
So people only like motion comics when it's a motion comic, when it's based on a comic they actually already like. So hopefully, I think it was a bad idea to release it this way because folks just
it's
assume.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize until halfway through that the voice wasn't Peter Cullen. We were harassing him on Twitter yesterday. We think it's John Bailey, but he hasn't said one way or the other.
I mean, I could tell immediately that wasn't Cullen's prime voice.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it sounded off, but, you know, it's also a web-based cartoon series, so.
Yes, which different... also means they wouldn't be able to afford to have Cullen.
Eh, not necessarily.
It sounds like John.
I think it is, and his Optimus has actually gotten a lot better. As I mentioned on Twitter, and we've had this conversation before, I wish the directing for Prime was more akin to his G1 persona, you know, basically John Wayne, instead of this sagely, grandfatherly figure, which I'm not too crazy about. But I'm excited to see what happens, but I'm not hugely invested in this. I think it'll be better than Resolute, though. Screw Resolute.
Isn't that kind of a low goal to be trying to succeed?
Yes, and we need to hold a low bar for this, Don.
Yeah, don't set your expectations too high, Don. That's a
That's a losing proposition.
Have you ever known me to accept put what you just said?
You're the guy that's been asking for Headmaster RC for like 20 years, Don.
Who's excited about this?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. What I feel bad about is I'll probably end up watching this, and I'm not watching Robots in Disguise on a regular basis.
Robots in Disguise doesn't have any new episodes right now.
Yeah.
So that would be why you're not watching it on a regular basis.
Or haven't watched it on a regular basis.
Well, that's a thing.
So, it makes me sad. Because I'm certain, ultimately, Robots in Disguise will probably be better.
Probably.
Because I've really enjoyed what I've watched. But yeah, so this is a continuation somewhat of G1. Optimus is shown in his G1 form. Megatron is shown in his G1 form in the prelude. We'll see where this goes.
If this, the only sad thing is that if this is going to be a CG series and we get a series proper, that means the best indicator of what it's actually going to look like is that hilarious spinning Optimus Prime frame that got turned into a GIF like immediately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not a lot to say about this. I actually figured we would be more conversant around it, but it's a prelude. It's not much more than
there's no substance behind it. That's why there's nothing to say.
Yeah,
the other preludes are going to be involving characters besides Optimus Prime and Megatron. That'll probably be a little bit more interesting. The Finnish series has some decent writers on it. The creator of Megas XLR is one of the writers on this. So, you know. Fingers crossed it turns out to be something decent.
Good, good. John, you think this was done in PowerPoint?
Yes.
I have made some pretty complex animations in PowerPoint.
All right, we'll call them. They need help. And I haven't used PowerPoint in 10 years. I wouldn't think you'd be able to do that in PowerPoint.
I mean, if you have the individual frames, you could do it in PowerPoint, I think, or come close to it. It would be hard to reproduce this exactly, but you could actually. I made a movie in PowerPoint once using frames that I built out, so it's doable. Actually, I still have it somewhere. I kind of want to watch it.
Wow.
Yeah, I did it for work for a Christmas celebration one year. It was pretty awesome. I stayed up all night doing it. I literally did it overnight, and it ended up being like an eight minute cartoon. Pretty good. Let's see here, moving along. Photos of Masterpiece Inferno. So we see how that ladder transforms. Spoilers, it goes inside.
Folds up and collapses into his chest.
So you would have to kind of assume it would be something like that, and it is. And it looks really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks pretty good from the back.
I think it looks pretty good from every angle so far. This is a good-looking figure. I want to get my hands on it.
The problem I have with it is I just don't care about Inferno.
Who does?
Yeah, exactly.
So you know how I feel about Primal and Cheetor, then.
Screw you.
Speaking of which...
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so speaking of which, we have new photos of Inferno and Cheetor and Legend of Genrai, plus Shogo Hasui talks Fortress Maximus. So that's in Figure King magazine. I don't read Japanese, so I have no idea what the interview says.
Yeah, hopefully somebody will translate that interview. Assuming there's any interesting information in there.
I love G-Tour. I hope that's going to be out before the end of this year.
Maybe, probably not.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking not. I mean, Primal's what, October?
Yeah, Inferno is like MP33, right? I don't even think Cheetor has a number yet.
No, it doesn't. I'm sure it does, but they haven't told us what it is yet.
So I wouldn't count on it before December.
Yeah.
Bye, Don.
What happened to Don?
No idea. He just kind of dropped off the call.
I'm adding him back. So let's see here. Cheetor looks nice-ish.
Maybe Messi cut the phone line.
Yeah. Expect a tweet from Don. Like an SOS. What's everybody's thought on Cheetor now?
I want to see it in color.
It looks really good.
I still don't care.
I need to see it in color because, like, the gray prototype thing is kind of accentuating every seam and panel line.
Yeah, true.
Which is not flattering at this stage. I think when it's actually colored, it will probably be a little bit smoother looking.
In robot mode, at least, I don't think the seams and panel lines look too bad.
But in beast mode, it's a little bit...
Yeah, it stands out.
Yeah.
Because you don't see a cheetah running around with seams and panels.
Well, you usually watching Beast Wars. Usually.
Well, even in Beast Wars, you didn't.
No, there was seams and visible panels just because of the CGI of the era.
But it wasn't like this.
Well, no.
So that's something. Let's see here. What else we got going on? I like how in the news and T-formers you're doing hashtags for everything.
That's certainly a thing that's happening.
You're not commenting on that. let's see here. Didn't we talk about this last week? We found that Master Sword was detachable for Cerebros. Well, this isn't a photo.
We were speculating.
We were speculating, but this pretty much confirms it. It looks very much like it's separatable into three different segments, which was my guess. But
what's that middle segment for?
Oh, right, that's the part I don't really get. Why would you even need three segments?
Is it a boogie board for Cerebros or something?
Unless Cerebros holds the middle-sized sword and the Titan Master can actually hold the small sword.
We saw in the SDCC picture Cerebros is holding just the one single segment, which has to be the end, the very end of it. And believe me, that Titan Master is not holding anything.
Hadn't we been speculating last week that it might break down that far for storage purposes?
Possible. That's a good idea.
Or to become part of the tower setup or something.
Oh, yeah, we'd mentioned that, yeah.
That would be great if it did that, too.
I mean, it needs to go somewhere.
I mean, because it should be prone to breaking. I'm certain the original Master Sword is probably pretty fragile, too. Breaking or bending, either one.
Don, go get one of your Master Swords out and see how easy it is to break it.
Over your
preferably
hand?
Whatever works,
Yeah,
Don.
Why not?
Grand Max.
Yeah, okay, let's see here. That's cool. So I would pay to see that. Don, how much would it cost for you to do that? $5, $10?
No.
Okay.
11? I could put a dollar or two in.
Don would take the sheet off of it for $5.
So we have new photos of Legends LG-31 Fort Max from Takara Tomy. So how different, now that you have Fort Max in hand... and these look to be fairly well color corrected, the photos. What do you think?
It's okay. It looks better since, like, this looks like it's going to have at least a few stickers like the Hasbro ones do. And it is helping the overall look of it. It still looks a little bit on the plain side to me in the alternate modes. But, like, the differences are so minimal between any of these versions, I could pretty much take any of them given, you know, the right accessories.
So,
This one, though, you were saying in the pre-show how it looks like the Takara one has the translucent red eyes.
That's a nice thing to have, because, like, I figured out a way to make the Hasbro one's eyes stay on even when you're not engaging the sounds, since, like, otherwise they are just kind of dull, blank, and colorless, but, like...
That will drain the crap out of your batteries, though.
Well, yeah, if I'm not doing that, I'm going to take the batteries out of this stupid thing after I'm done filming it, just so I don't have to listen to that transformation noise every 5 seconds. But, having the red eyes would be a nice thing to have. That by itself, I probably wouldn't buy the Takara one for, honestly, but, you know, there's little differences, and it's just going to matter, like, depending on your taste. Like, somebody was commenting that the gray frames around the leg guns was more to their preference, too.
That's nice.
And as for me, I really don't care either way.
So, looking at this, I think I do prefer the Rebirth Cerebros more.
Hmm. Well, good news. You can get one probably next week.
Problem is, though, I mean, you know, it's not going to play the Headmaster's theme.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I mentioned this on Twitter, and this is complete fanboy griping, and I'll be the first to admit it. But I still wish they had used Rebirth Part 3 sound effects and vocals. I know there's probably vocal, you know, pay the person for the vocal track for sampling. But it just seemed like that would have been a really good Easter egg to put in there, especially if you could have used some companion pieces for Scorponok when he comes out. But, you know, that's just meaningless fanboy gripes, you know, there's...
I really like Legends Blaster hooked up to this, too.
Yeah, it's nice. And that's reminiscent of the way that you could play with, like, Metroplex or Trypticon, where you could connect them to
the Scramble combiners. City leaders, yeah.
I like that. So at a Titans Return, or actually, I guess, a Transformers Hong Kong Hasbro hands-on event, we have photos of Computron and some other figures. Now,
Computron's really the more important thing because, like, we get really good looks at all the figures.
The guy that's holding Computron there looks so happy.
Doesn't he just? I think he's also the guy, if you see later in the gallery, someone's got the SDCC, the outer sleeve of the package with the big Fort Max face print. I think that's him with it over his head.
There's way too many photos for me to go through all of these, though.
Yeah, I know. Fortunately, the Computron pictures are all at the front.
Yeah, I would be happy, too, if I was holding a Computron, so I wish somebody would go ahead and release one.
Yeah.
September 15th.
I'm looking at Nose Cone right now in robot mode, and I really like it.
I like that the least, but, like...
Really?
Yeah.
I think it looks great.
I think the Takara version is vastly superior.
Well, in general.
Yes.
Actually, Lightspeed looks pretty good, too.
That's because that's a better mold than the breakdown one that Takara is using.
My position on these is, like, I would probably be happy with all of them as new characters. I don't see Technobots in them particularly. Maybe Afterburner and Strafe a little bit. Strafe looks really interesting. That's the one that I'd be most interested to get my hands on, just because it's such a distinct alternate take from what the Takara one's doing. But yeah, I mean, if these were presented as all new characters, I'd probably be a lot more interested than I am with them as the Technobots.
See here. Now, was it the original Combiner Wars scattershot? Did he have a silver face? Or am I misremembering?
The single release one has a blue face.
Yeah. Blue face, okay. Because, like, in my mind, I'm looking at this one, and if he had a silver face, he would look to me kind of like Metal Hawk Guy. When Metal Hawk Guy was dressed as whoever it was that had the silver face.
Metal Hawk?
Was it Metal Hawk? Does Metal Hawk have it? I don't remember what color Metal Hawk's face is. For whatever reason, I was thinking it's like Die Atlas or something.
Wasn't Metal Hawk guy dressed as Metal Hawk's Pretender shell anyway? That didn't have a silver face.
Yeah, nah. It was something. I was looking at his website or one of his collections of his cosplay, and he had looked like his face is painted silver, and for whatever reason, it looked like that. Yeah, so in the 7 years we've been back, I basically brought RSC back so I could just do whatever I wanted, which has been kind of great. And in the first year, I interviewed Metal Hawk Guy.
Like, I remember sitting on the Instant Messenger with you when we came up with the whole idea of doing that, too.
Yeah. Like, I don't... Like,
it was so great when you had nothing to do all day.
I know. Like, we don't do a lot of interviews. Like, I turn down interviews. I do it quite a bit. I got one recently. Somebody approached me about doing an interview, and I'm like, I don't really do interviews. Unless it's like a friend of mine or somebody whose work I really like. But by God, I interviewed Metal Hawk Guy, and I am proud of that.
And that's awesome. Up in the archives. You can go back and listen to that.
Yep. Yeah, RFC was definitely a troll back then.
Was back then.
Yeah, back then.
Well, you know. It's Kilby, so.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. What else we got? So, Deluxe Brainstorm in retail packaging. So, let's see here. There is just a shot of it back behind this My Little Pony.
You can see bits of two package samples in the background.
So, do we think this is a Walgreens exclusive, or do we know this is a Walgreens exclusive?
We don't know anything. Go ahead,
Rob. We don't know anything, but this photo was tweeted by a buyer for Walgreens.
Doesn't mean that it's an exclusive by any stretch, though, because they're looking at the same stuff that other retailers are.
But the counterpoint to that is there's two of those and nothing else from Titans Return. And if they were going to have anything out there, why wouldn't it be like a Wave 1 or even Wave 2 thing? You know?
Good point.
What's up with that Hulkbuster? Is that like a... Legends Hulkbuster?
It could be.
That you have to assume since it's Marvel Legends Doctor Strange in front of it.
Yeah, that looks pretty.
But well,
go ahead.
You know, you don't. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it's they just released the Marvel Legends Build-A-Figure for Hulkbuster. I have him right here.
Oh, so. It's not about Transformers. So I'll go.
It's yeah.
I'm being an ass, Don. I love you.
I know you are, but that's okay.
So, I wonder if they're releasing the Build-A-Figure in a single package as like an...
That would be really cool, wouldn't it?
That would be kind of cool.
Wow, that would piss so many people off.
I know.
Because I actually lost a little money trying to get rid of the figures. So
but with this brainstorm, the obvious thing is it means you don't have to get the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Yeah, but I kind of want that Windblade, too, and...
I've already got, like, two Windblades. I don't need another.
Yeah, but this is the new mold, so...
Yeah.
And I'm not really...
Oh, the red mold?
Yes.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, it's in regular-ish colors, like Fortress Maximus colors instead of Super Saiyan God colors. It's definitely the better version of the two that we've seen of that so far.
Of course, the Takara one will blow both of them away, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you know, the SDC set might go cheaper later on if if there's a lot of them left over.
No, cause this isn't going to be like a Knights of Unicron, Don.
No. Thank you.
Nothing is ever going to be the Knights of Unicron again.
How much, actually...
Thank God.
I mean, I love the idea. I hated the price.
$180, yeah. Right?
Let's see how much it goes for now. I'm curious. $180. $140. No, yeah, $140. That's not too bad.
No, I mean, I think the original price was $180 for that set.
Yeah, here's one for $140. Here's one for $360. Yeah, no. $250, $240. No, you guys are not going to get this for that. Okay. Yeah, it's a shame. Okay, let's see here. Transformers Prime, the complete series, coming to Blu-ray in August. Don, you getting this?
Do you have a Blu-ray player?
I just never use it.
Don's got a nice setup, actually. He's got a good setup in his living room to watch stuff. He just, I don't think he does.
I'll be watching the price, see what happens on the price, especially at Amazon or something. But I'm tempted to get it. It's just, you know, depends on factors.
Dynamics.
I'm curious to see what happens with this because the Amazon listing says it is an import and $145. So
yeah.
Hopefully one or both of those things will change before any of this actually, you know, before this actually comes out here.
I think it would actually be cheaper to buy all three seasons separately than that box set.
Probably.
I believe it would, yeah. Because the first season, I think, still goes for about $40.
And I don't need to ever watch it again.
Well, yeah, there's some episodes I wouldn't mind revisiting and just have the ease of having the set there. I'll be honest. I'm a lot more happy to buy this and keep it than I would be other Transformer series.
No, absolutely. I don't hate Transformers Prime. It doesn't hold a real soft spot in my heart. But it's just I don't know. It's so new and recent, and I don't feel like I need to buy it. If this were like 15 years old, and I haven't watched it in forever, maybe, but nah.
If I don't have to watch the majority of season 2 again, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wish they would all go to digital, and I could buy them that way, and they would be cheaper, because I would totally do that. Just buy them digital. I can watch them when I want to.
I mean, pretty sure at one point Transformers Prime was available on, like, iTunes.
I'm certain it is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
iTunes sucks.
You know, Ultraviolet or something.
Isn't it on Netflix?
Not anymore.
It used to be.
Yeah.
But then Hasbro, didn't renew their agreement, and they took their streaming ball and went home.
Ah.
I'm really wondering with the release of the Transformers, the original cartoon movie, if that's going to be. Plus a digital copy. I hope it is.
On the packaging, it doesn't show that I recall. Let me go back and check, though.
It doesn't show it, but for the price, it should come with it.
Well, I mean, so normally it'll say Blu-ray plus... Actually, yeah, it does say Blu-ray plus digital copy, so it is.
Yeah. Oh,
good. Yeah. Hey, that's awesome. And let's see here. Hopefully that digital copy is... No, I guess that would be if it were Disney. Because with Disney Anywhere, I think you can get it through Google Play, through Amazon or whatever. Yeah. Okay. I really liked that when I got The Force Awakens on Blu-ray, my digital copy, I could pick where I got it from, and I chose Amazon. Hmm. Yeah, that's my preferred streaming or preferred digital repository. Okay, cool. Okay, so movie stuff. Let's see here, running through this. Green Sam 01 says Prime is still on Netflix. So there you go.
Okay.
So the Crosshair's new Z06, that's Corvette, right? Yeah. Sighted in Detroit. Let's see here. That's certainly a Corvette.
And it's green.
And it's green.
It's probably Crosshair's.
Is this like your Corvette diecast, or is this a different Corvette?
Let me see. Sorry.
And what's your Corvette's name again?
Snowfair. Transformers car. It's black. Yeah, that's definitely my Corvette.
Sweet. Does it look like that? Does it transform?
Mine does not.
Bummer. Okay.
It's good, but.
So then moving along, next one. Knight Megatron, new official image. Okay. Knight Megatron? I haven't actually looked at these yet because I don't care. sorry. I know, it makes me terrible. Yeah, that certainly is Cthulhu.
A little bit.
Well, that means the Ghostbusters will show up then.
Possible. That's true. Very good.
That could be interesting.
So, yeah. So what is – we don't have any idea what this means for anything. So I'm not even going to ask.
It's a picture with no context. It's like,
exactly.
Pick something. You're as much right as anybody
Let's
else.
Let's speculate randomly and violently.
On a movie
something
that –
will explode and then Megatron will show up again with no real explanation.
There you go.
Well, Megatron didn't want to be made out of bees anymore. So, yes. You know, he just implanted himself into some other body.
Yeah. Okay. And then someone on the all of us will go, bees. My God.
My God.
Just throw the line
nice.
In.
Very nice, Sean. I love that. Okay, so new photos of Squeaks. New photo of Squeaks. I think Squeaks is really cute.
Squeaks reminds me of the Minicon from Armada. That
Leader One?
Just as well could
Leader be. One was my first Armada Minicon.
Yeah. No, it was what was her name?
Leader One.
No, her actual name, not the one of six they called in the show. She was
sure
she was part of the yeah.
For
yeah.
those of you who weren't old enough, they kept using the wrong names on the Armada cartoon.
Cause they couldn't even keep using the same wrong name. Just kept picking names out of a hat or something. Yeah. It was like some weird episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway, just gone horribly, horribly wrong.
No, that's scenes from a hat, not names from a hat.
Oh, okay.
And Tyrese Gibson is back. I mean, he was an actor in the first, what, one, two?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Shows how much I remember.
Well, I mean, like, this is the part I'm the most interested in out of any of this news, because, like, yeah, let's see Mark Wahlberg's character as he was in the last movie interact with the military characters from the previous three.
Like, what's your problem? Are you an idiot? Yeah.
Let's see Mark Wahlberg get punched in the face by Epps.
So, Mark...
Let's see Mark Wahlberg get punched in the face, at least.
So, we're in agreement, Mark Wahlberg's character is the worst human from the Transformers movie series.
No, I think that would probably be the boyfriend who has a statutory card, get out of free jail.
Mark Wahlberg is the second worst character. But both are from that movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so, hey, you should go to tfradio.net/Amazon and do all of your Amazon.com shopping through there. You know why? Because it doesn't cost you a cent more. Does not really. Like, I use it. And Amazon.com sends us back a little bit of money to help us pay for the bills. And considering I had some domains to renew this week, I need it. Yeah.
You know, you're the monkey Optimus Primal that Don got a pretty good deal on recently is even cheaper now.
Yeah.
$38.
Yep. Wow.
And hang on. And I've got, hang on. Uh, dude,
Well, while Don's figuring that out, as a follow-up to last week with the Star Trek Mega Bloks, Mickey got the big bridge set, and he's very pleased with that.
It's so nice.
He actually has the full array of Mega Bloks Star Trek stuff that is available right now.
I love my Guardian of Forever.
He's not. I thought
like tweeted at the Mega Bloks Twitter account praising them for the Star Trek line. That's how impressed he is by it. They're so nice. You should definitely, if you have any interest in Star Trek and like building things, and Mega Bloks minifigures are awesome, so you should want them anyway. TFRadio.net/Amazon, find those Star Trek Mega Bloks sets.
And I did check, and I do know that some people did buy them through our link, so thank you.
Excellent.
And I'm not saying this is a slam against Hey Mickey, but he does not throw out casual praise of a product.
That's not a slam. That's absolutely a compliment.
I mean, if he is.
There's an insult for Hey Mickey. He's a fantastic human being.
He might take that as an insult. I don't know.
He might, yeah.
So basically, I say he's usually very, very reserved in his judgments from what I know with him. But if he's this happy about him, it's a good product.
Yeah.
And I was surprised the bridge playset comes with Nomad, of all things.
Yeah, I had no idea. It's not in any of the pictures I saw. I didn't know until Mickey posted pictures of his built one. And he didn't even know what it was.
I figured he would come with like the transporter set, you know.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Makes more sense.
But I guess he spent more time on the bridge than the transporter room.
That's probably where he erased Uhura's brain, right?
Yeah.
But it's okay because they just re-educated her in like a week and a half.
But hey, so like I said, I just moved to an area where I get same day Amazon.com shipping. Same day. It's amazing. So you can do all that through tfradio.net. Click on Amazon or go to tfradio.net/Amazon. Thank you, Amazon.com. And thank you, yes, you, for going. Just go and bookmark it. It's easy. Don has it set as his default Amazon.com link. He does.
I'll earn my G2 Bruticus this week with that.
And then he canceled his pre-order because he wants to get it sooner.
No, I have a can. I decided not to cancel it. I'm going to go ahead and get it.
Yeah, but like, yeah, so, yeah.
We guilted him into it.
Yeah, we guilted him into it. Thank you, Don. Okay, so third party.
I'm going to sell the Shockwave out of it, so I'll get some money back for that. So.
Good luck, Don.
Dononomics.
So, third party news, Toy World, Masterpiece alike, unofficial Conehead Seeker. Test shot.
You know, I hate to say this, but after seeing the issues we talked about, you and I, Chris, we talked about with Thrust and some of the issues Ramjet had, I'm hoping to see these in robot mode soon because Toy World, it does some pretty good stuff. And if the price is there, you know.
So I think this is bad timing or good timing for them, I guess. But when it boils down to it, like, this puts them in direct competition with Takara.
Mm-hmm. And Takara has not been shy in the past about, like, flexing muscle against at least, like, retailers in their territory to not carry some third-party stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. But you know, I'm hoping they're a good figure, which Toy World has shown that they can pull off, and I'm hoping the sculpting stuff is there, because like you and I talked about, Chris, you know, we saw the issues with Thrust, and Matt, you've got Ramjet, right? There's a few technical issues with him.
On some people's copies, like his shoulders were reversed or something.
Yeah. So
why my shoulders reversed?
Yeah. So this may be an alternative. A lot of people have been looking for a better fitting Conehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it may not have like the proportion issues to, you know, go into specifics on some of what Don's alluding to. I don't know about robot pictures necessarily, but I heard that maybe as early as next week we'll see like color pictures of these.
Okay.
Rather than the, you know, test shot black and green, which I don't think looks bad just like on its own merits.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that black and green could be like an Acid Storm. You know, they just sort of tweak the colors a little bit. That could be an Acid Storm release.
You could use that as like the base plastic colors for that.
If they just wanted to sell off those test shots and like, put some Acid Storm colors on it. And
I mean, I kind of wonder why some of the third parties don't do like, you know, a run of 100 or 150 pieces in like test shot colors, because there's an audience for that kind of thing.
Yeah. It probably would kind of cheese off the test shot collectors who, you know, because if you got a bunch of them running around, unless there was some kind of actual decoration or indication that this was like of that batch and not an actual test shot.
Yeah, you maybe.
Know, you know,
yeah.
You know, some it's like what Maddie did. I'm quoting Maddie of all people. when they reissued a figure, they would put like the sticker on the front of the bubble to sort of so that way you could tell the reissue from the original sale figure.
So actually, I'm going to jump in here. So that Filmation Skeletor looks so good.
It does.
I hate myself for wanting that.
You hate yourself for a lot of things, though.
Yeah,
I do.
There is so much at San Diego that I want this year, and I said this on Twitter. I have dodged the San Diego Zamboni for so many years, and
Zamboni doesn't move that quick.
I know because
neither does Dawn.
I know, but I'm saying it took a long time for them to get
Visionaries, Mighty Mugs, Dawn.
The Visionaries, Mighty Mugs, the Thundercats, the Miraculous figures from Ladybug and Chat Noir. Just so much I want to get. It's like. All the years I've skipped, I saved all that money, and now it's like, ah, oh, crap.
That they had that. Well, it's not Maddie Collector, but they had that damn G.I. Joe versus Transformers crossover set again.
Yeah, but at least unlike the last time they did it, you won't have to like you know go cruising eBay to find one of the five that got out before they got cease and desisted.
That's true. I forgot how I got mine. Actually, I got it through FunPub, I think, because FunPub had it last year.
Yeah, you had a raffle. They had a raffle or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I just waited until Hasbro Toy Shop finally put them all up.
Yeah, I couldn't wait.
What a mess that was, man.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of FunPub, I move, so it's very likely it's me and not them. But I sent an email to FunPub yesterday. I'm like, hey, I never got my club figure, membership figure. And I got a response from one of their people who said, hey, you know, wait, you know, it may take 3-4 weeks, but like at the same time, I got there was a blast message that Brian sent out to the mailing list and said, please do not ask where these figures are until the end of July. Not saying that my email caused that, but my email and probably 20 others. So
please don't ask.
I imagine if a lot of people don't have their figure now, since like some of us have had it for almost a month, they're probably more than just you emailing them about
yeah
it.
Well again I moved, so mine is probably in mail forward hell at this point, so
yeah.
You have no idea how hard this is on us when all you people keep emailing us asking for your figures that some people got a month ago. Please wait another month and then email us. Now you know, then it'll be 2 months late.
I'm not saying that. That's diecast opinion, not mine.
So supposedly, the fourth figure subscription figure is expected to be out next week also.
So Windsweeper?
Probably.
Figure, but I didn't get my third. Don't ask my third figure.
Oh, diecast.
Wait.
For the record, yeah. I was trying to move away from that.
We should have like a diecast rant section or segment, like.
Then we would be banned from several different countries, and
yeah, I don't think giving diecast just like you know blank license and a loaded gun is necessarily the best thing we could be doing with our time.
But besides, Chris has more important things to do than stand off to the side holding up his sign for like 24 hours a day. You know,
this is
like.
True.
I don't even have my signs in reach today. They're like way back there by the TV.
Oh, don't ever do that.
Oh,
I know,
right?
You
should have had Fortress Maximus holding them up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Damn it, Matt. Where were you an hour ago?
See, Fortress Maximus' pose. He's saying, why didn't you think of that?
I just realized, Chris, I know that earlier we saw Fort Max in the background, but I just realized you're in a completely different location right now.
Different angle.
Like. Okay. Gotcha. It just looks completely different. So next week, hopefully, my video will look a little better. You won't have that bright light behind my head, which actually kind of makes me look angelic. Actually, I may keep that. Okay. So, hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, first up, XV has the Fortress Maximus unboxing and preview and shows off quite a bit of it, including, yes, the touchy trigger on that head. I've got reviews of G.I. Joe, Transformers versus G.I. Joe number 13 and Sins of the Wreckers number 5, both final issues. Transformers versus G.I. Joe was really good.
I need to catch up.
It's worth catching up on. It was really good. Sins of the Wreckers was improved from the last one, which I had a lot of serious problems with, but still just not really doing it for me.
Well, Nick Roche had posted something on his Tumblr blog, right, about how he's had some issues.
He has, and you know that's his personal stuff. I don't want to go into it here. He did mention, just for the record, that the series was fully written before that.
Gotcha.
But more importantly, shout out to IDW for bearing with him and helping him mm-hmm. through that. So that
yeah, that's awesome.
He could retain his sole writer and artist credit on this, which I think is the first time he's ever done that for a series with them. So, you know, credit where it's due for them for letting him do that, and congratulations to him for getting the series done under really tough circumstances.
Yeah.
Also, we have got some comparison photos between Titans Return Hardhead and the Function X line. They're, I'd say, not 100% compatible, but you can probably kind of, you know, fake it.
Hardhead's probably the worst one to try to put with them, just because, like, the scale doesn't work.
Yeah. It works in vehicle mode, but definitely not in robot mode.
But, like, the detailing style is fairly similar between them.
Yeah, I can just see Weijiang doing a scale up of this to go with some with various third party headmasters.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I've got their Evasion Mode Optimus Prime, and it is a solid figure. And their catalog that they include with it has some really great looking product. That's a lot of its original product. So you're right, Rob. That would be a really great way to. And as much as I do kind of like Hardbone, ha ha ha.
Who doesn't like a Hardbone, Don?
Yeah, I kind of would like a new. I mean, I like him. I mean, he's good for the time.
Do you like looking at him, or do you like playing with him?
Both.
I like throwing them at your head and watching him bounce off. But you know, I like him. It's just he's the hard head I've got, but not the hard head I want.
He's the hard head you deserve.
Hands though.
I mean, like, I have the Walmart exclusive Universe hard head with the head robots upgrade kit on it, and I'm perfectly happy to keep that as my hard head. Like, of the first assortment, hard head's the one in Titans Return I don't really have any interest in at all, because I don't need another version of that character.
How much does that head upgrade go for now?
Now? Well, I have no idea.
Yeah, actually, Brian, I have one of those from JD's. I can't find any.
The head?
Yeah, that kit. I've got that kit.
Okay, I'll buy it. Just tell me how much.
Okay.
Who made it again?
Head Robot.
Head Robots.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I have a hard head figure.
Yeah, it's got the head and some guns and like a backpack adapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
would
definitely get
that. Plus that base mold, that Universe Onslaught mold, is like one of my favorite things to come out in the last decade.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I've got Hardhead, I've got Onslaught, I've got Clench that I got for like $30 on eBay one time.
Holy crap, somebody has Hardhead with the upgrade kit on eBay. It's got one bid for $29 and free shipping.
Wow.
Wow,
that's ridiculous. It's got to get more than that.
Thanks, Titan Return.
Yeah. Right?
Hey Brian, did you ever get the Iron Will? Is that the masterpiece sized?
Yeah, that's the Make Toys one, right?
Yeah, it's Make Toys.
Yeah, the remaster series.
I did not have it.
That's the one I just ordered.
I have Gundog coming when I get my shipment from Big Bad.
Gundog's great. You'll like him.
Yeah, Make Toys makes good stuff.
Yeah.
And lastly, keeping on the Titans Return theme, we've got a picture of the poster that's going to come with SDCC Fortress Maximus, which is really, really nice.
I think that's also going to be a free giveaway at the Hasbro Toy Shop booth. I could be mistaken on that.
I'm not 100% sure. I mean, all I know is that it comes with the poster, so I don't know how else it will be available.
But that's nice, because, like, some of that art is present on the SDCC packaging, but, like, this thing is, I think, the only way to get, like, a print version of the whole art piece.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see here. I'm reading the YouTube chat right now, and it's pretty funny. Okay, so let's see here. Oh, yeah. Feedback from this week, questions. So Brandon from YouTube, I'm going to read this verbatim. Dear RFC, if you can answer this on the air, it would be much appreciated. I like that. So apparently the Toy World Constructor, not Devastator, has a seventh non-transforming member, whom I like to call Butt Crotch and Thigh. I like that. And which is pretty much the big combiner piece that comes with the Toy World Burden, not Long Haul, that takes Long Haul's job and makes up the lower section of the combiner. So my question for the RFC cast is what their opinion is on combiner pieces, such as if it's smart or it's going too far in terms of extra combiner parts and parts forming in general. Also, I'd like to know from you guys if this kind of engineering, I'm talking about the big combiner piece again, makes the Toy World Not Devastator a so-called masterpiece or the best Devi we've got to date. And if potential combiners in the future, third-party or official, should take cues from Toy World's constructor with that big combiner piece.
No. That is, I wasn't aware of it because that's not one of the Devastators I'm going in on. But I don't like that at all.
I think, like, if you're looking for a masterpiece Devastator that kind of characterizes what the original toy was more than focusing more on like a media perspective on it, that might be a little bit more acceptable because it's replicating how the original worked. But at the same time, if you're even considering something as being like a masterpiece thing, in my mind, it needs to have the engineering and do all that self-contained and not have to take away and add on parts to get from one point to the next.
Yeah, to me, the Titan Devastator is more masterpiece than Toy World's.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that it's been said, was it Hisashi Yuki who said this, that in his mind that is the masterpiece Devastator?
I think
that's
might have
why actually he jumped on that.
Yeah.
Or
was that, that might have been Shogo Hasui.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay.
With a couple upgrade kits, I mean, it totally is a masterpiece.
I mean, it's nice. I like it. And it's the only big Devastator I have, but
yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't jump on that third-party Devastator trend. I don't really have a strong opinion either way. I mean, obviously, you have to do some parts forming to combine most combiners. If nothing else, just the feet, fists, and hands, for the most part. I think it's neat that they did something different with it, but I don't know that it's necessarily something I think anybody else should take cues from. I just think it's a novelty that sets this one apart. Okay, let's see here. And, of course, you can send us an email to contact@tfradio.net or leave us a voicemail at 931-994-6268 or just leave a comment on Facebook or Twitter at TF Radio. Or you can go to our website at tfradio.net and click on the Contact Us link. There's lots of ways to get a hold of us.
You yeah. could even, like, send mail to Diecast House. You can find his address on his Twitter.
That's true. He would like a Fortress Maximus.
Yeah. Fortress Maximus, any headmaster, I'll take whatever you got.
No, just send hate mail.
Yeah, just send hate mail.
You okay. Have test samples, I'll review them.
Likewise, I mean, me and Rob are up for that too. You can, you know, get yourself featured on T-Formers that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, if you're a company and you're looking for good, you know, still photography, you know, Chris and Rob take some really great pictures because some of their stuff looks better than some of the stuff coming out of the car.
If you guys are out there getting married soon and you need a photographer, Chris,
call someone else.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
I don't want the responsibility of photographing somebody's wedding.
You know.
Yeah, I need a new still camera before I can do that, for real.
Rob Springer's getting married next week. Congratulations, yeah.
Congratulations,
Rob.
Congratulations, Rob.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I was just being serious, guys, because y'all stills look better than some of the official photography we've seen lately.
No, it's this week, Don. Friday.
Yes, thank you.
Like that, Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. First. He's got an Autobot wedding ring. It's pretty awesome. Nice. Kim was like, do you want an Autobot wedding ring? And I'm like, no. But I think it's awesome that Rob has one.
Well, okay, so what will they celebrate for the 50th anniversary? You know, do they change their rings? And, like, that's weird.
I don't know. Rob's approaching 40, so he may not make it.
Well, that's sad.
I know.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I just turned 46 last week, so that's even sadder for me. I appreciate that.
I'm kidding. I love you, Rob Springer. You're like family. You know that. I wish I was at your wedding, but you're not inviting anybody. So,
I think he's smarter for that, honestly.
Yeah.
This is true. Yeah. He's also probably saving a buttload of money. So.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this is true. He was going to get married at the zoo, and it was going to be a big production. It actually sounded pretty awesome, except for the fact that it was going to smell like turd.
I mean, how many weddings can you attend or even be part of where you have the option or chance at least of like an elephant peeing behind you while you're saying your vows?
This is true.
Yeah. Well, the downside is if the monkeys get really involved, they'll be throwing poo instead of rice. So you have that.
I mean, it's Rob Springer's wedding. There's a certain thematic appropriateness to that, too.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Okay, on the network this week. So we have Being Awesome with Rob Springer. He will not have an episode this coming week. So episode 64.
Why not?
I know, right?
Yes, he's getting married.
Episode 64 will be for 2 weeks. We have Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, Return to Grace. Let's see here. I don't remember this, and this is a DS9 episode, so I feel bad.
From season 4.
Gold Ducat.
Yeah, it's a good season, so for whatever reason doesn't stick.
Yeah, Ducat on the freighter with Kira.
Yeah, vaguely. Okay, so we finally posted that RFC Extra about Batman.
Oh, good.
We have Get the Skinny, episode 45, I think, where John and I talk about all sorts of awesome stuff.
What fast food did you talk about this week?
I wasn't going to talk about fast food, but John mentioned the mac and Cheetos. So John brought that up, so I thought that was interesting. And Chipotle has this really new crazy rewards program that I don't think is sustainable.
Oh?
And I review the best healthy ice cream on earth. A pint is 280 calories. Huh. And like with lots of protein. It's delicious. And by the time this posts, I'll have the first episode of Take Four Wrestling up. I linked it out on SoundCloud, but I'll have it posted at tfradio.net. Joey Roberts, a.k.a. wrestler JT Hogg, he and I talk about Royal Rumble 92. So, and next week we are talking about SummerSlam 92. It'll be a lot of fun.
Nice. That's
yeah. Diecast, you should be on. You should be on Diecast. I can have two wrestlers. Or
somebody. I don't watch wrestling anymore.
We talk about classic wrestling. We don't talk about new stuff.
Oh, okay.
So you talk about the stuff that's actually worth talking about.
Yes. Yeah, so that's the thing. We go to the WWE Network, and we take a wrestling show, and we talk about it.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I really like it. I think sooner or later... we'll get in the groove right now. I think we're still trying to feel things out. But first episode came out really well, so I'm excited. And I think that's it. I think that's all we have right now on the network this week. So, guys, anybody want to share out their Twitter or anything?
Or home address?
Yeah.
No, only one of those per week. Diecast already got that slot.
I should set up a P.O. box. For us.
Why not?
Isn't that expensive?
It's not super expensive.
I mean, a small P.O. box wouldn't cost much.
No, I should do that.
Yeah, I don't see us getting a ton of snail mail.
This doesn't cost you enough money already, Brian.
That's true.
Well, that's what the Amazon link is for.
Yeah.
So if you want to be able to send stuff to RFC at a P.O. box, keep buying from tfradio.net/Amazon. Every purchase makes that P.O. box possible.
So one thing I am going to do this year, I think, is set up that LLC finally. I started looking at that. I just need to do it.
Can you set us up as a church for tax exempt status?
I wish. That would be so awesome.
Transformers.
We should do that.
Yeah. If we're doing that, my house has to be the sanctuary.
So actually,
we're sure not doing it in my 2-bedroom apartment.
So actually, there is a church that's for sale down the road from me right now. Man, I wish I could afford it.
But Brian, you would burst into flames the moment you set foot in there.
I can step into a church without catching fire. Haven't tried it recently, but the last time I tried, I did not catch fire.
I tried recently, and I'll admit I was concerned at first. But...
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm actually I'll look into the P.O. box. I have no idea how much it costs. I think it was like $50 a year or something when I had one before. But this was years ago. Okay, Twitter. Rob, you're about to jump in.
Yeah, I'm at RAC2750 and Flailthroughs. And this week on the Flailthroughs YouTube channel, I was testing out my new photo rig that I'm going to be using for Titan's Return and such. So I have reviews of the two Dragon Ball Super figures I picked up at BotCon.
I thought you were going to say on the YouTube feed this week you lost a ton of followers because of the YouTube purge.
About 70, which, you know.
We lost 6.
Okay.
Huh. Which is weird. I would have expected more than that, but...
Yeah, I'm down to like 1,670-something.
Yeah, we only have a little over 2,000. Mm. YouTube is not our thing.
Yeah.
But it helps for this video delivery stuff, so...
Mm. Yeah.
I think if we did more, I don't know, like, if we had like a really attractive girl on and she talked about Transformers, I think that would probably help out the YouTube views.
With no top on?
No, you have to. She has to be wearing clothes.
Oh, okay. Well,
how far is that sign, Chris?
Very low cut.
So I saw somebody post on my Facebook feed this week where somebody, like an attractive girl, was holding a toy or an N64 or something on eBay, and it was for an eBay auction. It's like, hey, this is a great idea. I remember back like 15, 20 years ago, there was somebody on eBay that was selling Transformers that way. Do you anybody remember that?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah, like a girl wearing a bathing suit holding Transformers. That wouldn't work if it was me holding Transformers in a bathing suit.
No.
But I bet there would be a lot of internet traffic, but not the kind we want.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, any attention is good attention in that respect.
No such thing as bad publicity. This is true.
If it's getting eyes on your content, it's eyes on your content.
I think what I need to do is become like a crazy right-wing talk show host. Like, you know, they don't believe in anything they say anyway, so I could just go
ahead.
I mean,
you're like 1.5 steps there already.
Hey, not a bad idea. Just say some crazy flagrant stuff. Maybe people will find RSC that way. Good idea. Okay, anybody else? Twitter?
I can be reached at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Donna's okay, like, so what tangent are we going to go into now that somebody else has given their Twitter out?
Let's not. We're running out of time on Facebook. Diecast is at Diecast2. Chris is at ChrisRTXV. John is at ThatJohnD. I am at BKilby.
And Matt is at home.
And Matt is at home. Okay, so for the guys, I've been Brian Kilby. We will be back next week. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.